Do filmmakers focus too much on story, plots, and themes, and too little on characters, if you ask the audience? That's what you can gain more insight into in this episode of the special five-part edition of The Claim, an audience-focused podcast by the research and strategy company Publicom, developed in collaboration with EFM. In each episode, we invite international industry professionals on stage at Berlinale 2026 to discuss a series of claims about the audience based on insights from audience research from more than 150 films and TV series. In this episode, we are joined by Sisse Kragh Bjørnsen and Michael Rix, both producers at Centropa.
My name is Niels Alberg, and I'm co-hosting with my colleague, Rikke Flodin.
Hi.
So let's hear how Sisse and Michael reacted in Berlin when we claimed that the audience would like filmmakers to focus even more on both backstories and development of characters. We hope you enjoy the claim and the conversation.
And today we are joined here by Sisse Kragh Bjørnsen, producer at Centropa, and Michael Rix, also producer at Centropa in transition from Nordisk Film. Welcome to both of you, and thank you so much for being with us today. Well, let's get started. We're here to discuss a claim about the audience that we consider to be valid, based on more than 5 years of research involving more than 50,000 qualitative audience responses, millions of online conversations, we have also studied that, relevant to TV and film productions, and then a few surveys from 1,000 audiences as well. So now I will ask Rikke to present the audience claim of today. And right after that, we'll go into a further discussion about your reaction to it. So over to you.
Thank you. But before we jump into the claim, I want to share with you a quote from one of our audience participants in a research project we've done that goes, "I love stories where people feel real, with flaws, emotions, and layered personalities. I'm not just watching the plot, I'm connecting with the why behind each character's choices." Coming from a non-binary participant aged 32. And this is a quote that we brought because it really represents a lot of the sentiments that we see in audience reactions, which leads me to the claim of today, which is that the audience wish we would focus more on characters. So this claim begins with a simple observation. Audiences remember people before they remember plots. Again and again, when we ask audiences to retell films or series they've seen, they start with the characters. Not the story, not the themes, the people. Who they were, how they acted, what they felt, and only then what actually happened in the film. From our new audience survey, we can also see that characters take up a surprisingly large share of the audience mental space when asked what drives their interest in European films. So about 1 in 4 responses is actually about characters. It can be character depth, character development, character psychology, identification with characters, character arcs, characters mentioned together with relationships or plot. And what audiences are really asking for is not just presence, but development. So a sense of movement or of becoming of the characters. Across many projects, we've noticed that scripts sometimes prioritize plot mechanics or thematic ideas before allowing characters to evolve organically. The story moves forward, the themes are clear, but the character's inner journey might remain underexplored to many audience members, because as is rarely enough to a curious and engaged audience. Audiences want to understand how a character became who they are, because backgrounds matter, not as exposition, but as an emotional logic and a hook to engagement. When the past is missing, the present feels thinner, and the journey of transformation risks becoming unsatisfied or even unexplained. As a participant described it in one of our research projects, "I like storytelling that is showing a new angle on how people behave, especially if it's possible to show more than tell what lies underneath the surface of the people and their surroundings." So, to the audience, focusing more on characters doesn't mean slowing the story down or abandoning structure. It means trusting that character is not something that supports the story, it is the story. And when audiences ask to go deeper, this is often where they're pointing. So the audience wish we would focus more on the characters.
The claim.
the claim.
A lot of words. So yeah, what do you think? What are your reactions?
The simple answer for me is I completely agree. So yeah, there wouldn't be a good movie without a good character. So in my world, that is the essence of all good storytelling, especially on the big screen. That is that you can actually relate, feel, or trust, or distrust, or be afraid, or whatever genre you could put into it. Character. Yes.
So you agree, that's great. But do you also agree that we could focus even more on it? Do you agree with the audience that this might be lacking a little bit?
I wouldn't call it a claim. I would call it the truth. But that's just me. Yes. Yes and no. I think over the last, especially in European film, the last 5 years, there is a stronger, maybe not spoken out, but will to enhance the focus on stronger characters. I think that especially European film in these years are really, really getting stronger in characters, whereas we have had in previous times a focus on art house concepting with very rough characters that had a certain will or need or something. I think we have a much more diverse focus on characters that I think audiences relates a little bit more to. That might be a claim, but that is my own feeling. Yeah.
Thank you. What's your reaction, Sisa?
But my reaction to the claim is that I'm very, very happy with this audience insight, being a Danish producer working in a Danish production company in this very little country of ours with 5.5 million people, because we can, with the budget that we have in our small country, in our film industry, we cannot make big genre films. We cannot make the mainly plot-driven features, sci-fi, etc., etc. But what we can do with our share of with our film funding in Denmark is doing really character-driven stuff, which is primarily dramas, which is primarily contemporary films like that. And we have been doing that for many years. And I actually think it's one of the reasons why a little country like Denmark, who's not supposed to have a film industry at all, because we are only 5.5 million people, it's not an industry, it's an art form, it's a subsidized art in Denmark. The film scene, that's the only reason that we can exist, and that's what we've been doing in so many years. And the funny thing is that we have actually been quite successful, also internationally. So this, I think, just say something about, yeah, that's what the audience is pretty engaged with. But when that is said, I don't think I completely agree myself. Because I think plot is really important. And for me, it's not a thing, you know, character-driven versus plot-driven. I think it's a completely old-fashioned discussion. Because I think these two things are very, very important. And I think a beautiful film is when they walk hand in hand. So for me, an entirely plot-driven film would feel empty and cold, but also a film for me which is entirely character-driven, I often find it very boring.
You almost replied to my next question, because sometimes I also feel that when we're talking with industry professionals that there is this sentiment of, yeah, we've seen so much character-driven stuff that maybe this also needs to stop in a way, that we have too much character-driven focus. I don't know if this comes also from streaming a little bit, where this has become a recipe also in many shows as well, maybe also within series. But can you recognize this as being a cliche discussion sometimes inside of the industry, if we focus too much on character, or is it more the other way around, that we need to talk even more about it?
Yes.
To take up from what Cesar says, I would say that focus on character is also related to what I would wish for is better dialogue. I think written dialogue is a thing that we really need to take care of, because in these days where we have so much streaming, so much entertainment going on, dialogue becomes lesser and lesser important. You need characters that, you know, reflects and do things and whatever. But in the world of competition for storytelling, we tend to be afraid of not entertaining enough. So, you know, we tell, you know, dialogue is telling the people what they already see, and vice versa. And I think, so in my opinion, it's not character, it's dialogue and script writing that is very endangered species in European cinema. That's my opinion. So, but yes, it's a cliche, but character is needed, but there's no good characters if there's no good dialogue, in my opinion.
That's a nice advertisement almost for our fourth episode that has to do with a very big craving for relations as well. So one doesn't exclude the other. And I guess dialogue is pretty important for building relations. All right, let's add a few extra details to the claim, because we also actually ran a bit of a survey to test our own claim. So we asked 800 people how much they agree on what we are presenting here today, basically. And let's look at the first claim we had here. We said to 800 people, what do you prefer in storytelling? Please rank the following storytelling elements from 1 to 5. And happy for all of us on stage, because it's our claim and you seem to agree, the character and the personality is the most favored and most important things according to the audiences. And then plot after that, as so you also said, you know, these things goes hand in hand, it's not two different things. So maybe we want to focus actually on the least voted one here as well, which is the overall theme and messages. That is the lowest scoring element according to the audience when they prefer different elements of a storytelling. So I would like your reaction to that, because I find myself in many of these meetings we have, we talk a lot about themes and overall messages with a film, also discussions about that a film needs to be important and part of our culture and so on. Are there any surprises to you that is the lowest scoring element also?
Not really. I'm happy to see it, because again, you can have all the themes and the messages and the subject matter, but if you don't have a strong director, strong characters, what should be the relationship to this topic or subject matter that you're trying to portray in a movie? So it's not surprising, but it makes me feel a little bit hopeful for our cinema industry. To be fair, when there is a wish, I think you also could say, or that there is a wish is for something that is not there or not good enough. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I think it's also a good question if this is because they didn't want it, and we shouldn't always just follow what pie charts are telling us. Is this also an opportunity? Maybe we can flip that question around and say, could we have stories that have even stronger themes and messages and change these curves over time? Do you think that's an option as well? See, so many of the stories from Centropa also have a strong message inside of them for many, many years. Do you think this is an area where the audience are ready to lift this up a little bit, just compared to plots and characters as well?
I think so, and I hope so, because the world is such a complicated place. So I think there's room for more political films. There's room for, yeah. So, but I think as an audience watching films, going into the cinemas, is so much. It should be entertaining in a way. You should. Through strong characters, through strong storytelling, learn about life yourself, use the film as a mirror in regards to society, in regards to your own life. And it's all about feelings, for me, it's so much about feelings. So when this overall themes and messages is quite low, I'm thinking the audience don't want to be lectured by the film industry. They don't want to be, and nobody wants to be lectured, and I really understand that. So it's a balance, and we should be careful, and I think themes and messages should be part of the classical filmmaking. I think it should be integrated in the characters and the plot. It should not be a lecture to go to the cinema. If you want to be lectured, you can go other places.
Can I challenge the overall themes and messages a little bit? Because I would actually move that to the top and say, if I should have a wish for the future, I wish that the overall themes and messages would say one sentence, and that would be the auteur, the director's voice. And that is something that I think is endangered in European stories. I think that is something that we should move on top to actually create the focus on strong characters and personalities. I think we need the voices from the directors and the talent. So that is the one that I think I will translate that into that. And I say, that is the talent and that is the strong auteurs and directors. I mean, where is the next Lars von Trier? Where is he? I mean, where is the next Andrea Arnold? Where is he? I mean, I think that is something that we need to very endear and have more focus on, because that will translate into stronger characters and personalities, in my opinion.
That's a good point. And you said, so staying maybe a bit into what the themes are and so on, you hinted at in political times, it's interesting that we have political voices here as well, but I guess themes can be many other things than only politics. Are there any things that you believe more in than political voices in this area when we talk about themes and messages? To avoid maybe what you said about becoming lecturers.
I'd say big voices.
All right, we are coming to the end. It's crazy how little time 20 minutes is when you're holding a microphone. In the end, we thought it would be interesting to ask you if there was a character that you wish you had invented in a film that you haven't been part of, where you think maybe this is a very interesting, strong character, and also, as you said, the story is also really hand in hand with this character, just for inspiration. Is there any good things for us to remember?
Do you want me to name a character?
That would be great.
Okay, I want to combine three. I want to take the liberty to combine three, just to challenge. You know, I would like to combine three characters that are very much endear from our world of cinema. It's Baloo from The Jungle Book, compared with Sandra from Autonomy of a Fall. That's a fucking crazy character, so pardon my French, wow. So that's combination, and then I will add a little bit William Thacker, Hugh Grant's character from Notting Hill. Then you have the perfect character. Those are the three characters that I would wish I've done.
So if someone wants to invest in a new film. Yeah. Sisa, do you have a combination or?
It's not as creative as Michael. It's a little bit difficult to come in after this. I think what character-driven filmmaking for me, or one of the films that has made a big impression on me character-wise, is Al Pacino in Godfather playing Michael Corleone. Going from the younger son, who was not going to be the Don in any way, being the dawn of the family, him being not interested and being more and more, actually being a quite nice guy in the beginning and then end up like being completely corrupted human being. That's one of the most interesting character work I think we have still in world cinema, of course based on a book, but still, I think that's brilliant, brilliant character work.
Difficult to disagree on that one, I would say. Thank you so much. We have to end, but before we do that, I want you a bit already that we invite all the guests during these 5-episode series to come with a question that we can come back to the audience with. So we will actually run a new survey once we get back from Berlin.
with 11 brilliant questions, no pressure, from the guests we have on stage. So the last thing that you want to give back to the audience, what is the question you want us to ask?
I have to think a little bit about that. Okay.
Should we test that character combination?
That would be a good...
Yeah, sorry for putting you on the spot here. Sisa, do you have a question that is ready for research?
I think because we're primarily speaking about European cinema, European films, that it could be interesting to hear the audience what should we do as an industry to make more people going to the cinema to watch more European cinema?
Okay, I'll try. It would be a challenge. What would you say to leave out your computer and your devices and not seeing anything fictional entertainment for 3 months? How would your life look like?
That's interesting.
That would be my question.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Sisa, thank you very much for joining us today. And Mikael, also thank you very much for joining us here today. And thank you for showing up and have a nice festival. This podcast is a part of a 5-episode series produced in collaboration with EFM. The series will be released shortly after Berlinale on both the EFM platform and our own website. So if you are curious to hear more about industry professionals' response to additional audience claims, please look out for the series once it becomes available.